Listening.
Hello, I am calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
Just as you know, I'm military, so like, if it's regarding Wisconsin, I'm not there. So I wouldn't know what currently is going on like that. I haven't been in Wisconsin over 10 years, been in the military.
Okay, thank you. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. No? Yes.
I am.
Okay, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Here are the options: white, Caucasian, African, American, black, mixed race with black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race.
Black.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
40.
Okay, 1 second. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Here are the options: definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote.
Probably.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
4.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Sorry, my Bluetooth is be talking over you, but I believe it's a third choice, like dissatisfied, I believe.
Yes, the options are very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Yeah, the third choice, dissatisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Sorry, approve, disapprove, what, the whole question, I didn't get it.
Yes, did you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? So you
disapprove.
All right, and you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Of what? I'm sorry. My GPS is done.
Yeah. Did you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yeah, I got that. I said disapprove, but you said something about more choices than disapprove and approve.
Oh. So you, all right, if disapprove, do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Oh, there's more choices than two. Just disapprove.
Okay. All right. And that is a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove of the job that Biden is doing as president?
I wish it was a third choice because me being in the military, I'm not paying attention. But what was that again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you said that you disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president, right? And
yeah,
is that and is that a strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove of the job that Biden is doing as president?
There's somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one would be Tammy Baldwin.
None. I don't follow politics like that. No. I don't know that person.
Okay. Next one, Donald Trump.
As far as, okay, what was the choice on that one? Because I know he was a businessman before presidential. What was the choices of that again?
Yes. We'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So again,
I give him a 37. Yeah, 37.
Okay. Right. Next one. Project 2025.
I'm gonna say I don't even know what that is. No opinion on that one.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
That'll be a 45.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
That would be, I give him a 40.
Okay, next one. The Republican Party.
That's definitely a 15.
Sorry, you said 15 or 50?
15.
Okay, the next one is the Democratic Party.
I give that a 55.
Just to confirm, it's 5-5, right?
Yep, 5-5.
Okay. And the last one, J.D. Vance.
Don't know who that is. I think I may have, but I'm not sure, so I have no opinion.
Okay. All right. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, or voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power.
So 0 being the lowest and 10 being the, like, 0 being like favoring, 10 being not, so 0 being not favoring, 10 being the favoring of this, right?
Well, 0 being not at all convincing, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing of the statement I just read to you.
5.
Alright, the next one. Elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights. They struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities. Roll back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out of control court trying to roll back our rights.
That's a 3. And then how many more questions do I have? I'm sorry, I'm a busy man being in the military, so I can't be on the phone for a long period of time.
Right. We actually have completed a 57%, and I can go as fast as I can. So we're on more than halfway right now. And your opinions are very important for us.
Okay.
Right. So.
Well.
Next one.
Can I put you on a break? Cause I gotta turn something in right now, and I couldn't do this while I'm having this conversation. It only takes like 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, if you don't mind.
Sure. Could you put me on hold for 5 minutes?
Yes. Sorry
sure.
to this, but because I, like I said, time and matter of me being active duty.
No problem.
This conversation is going to be this way. Okay, give me a second.
Sure. Yes, I can wait. Hello?
Hello, sir. I'm back. I'm just giving it time to, like, it reconnect to my Bluetooth or my car.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, sir. I'm on the Bluetooth. I can hear you.
Okay, can we continue?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the next one will be... Alright, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that.
I get that at 8.
Okay. All right. And last one. So Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead.
I get out of 9.
Okay. All right, moving on. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
4.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, in November, we have a simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November.
That's a 5.
Right. Next one. This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new. More representative leaders focus on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it.
7.
Okay. The next one. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford healthcare. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. Thank you. Moving on. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections. In November, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
4.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's. Oh, you said last year, like the year? It was 2023.
Well, no, the question is, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like the last year, like given like a 2000 number, right? 2023.
No, not numbers, not years. Let me see.
So I heard last year of schooling. So do you mean about what's my education level?
Yeah. So here are the options: 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
Bachelor.
Thank you.
I don't know if the letters. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes, no.
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.